Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two of the hot names in the back half of that first round of Thursday's NFL draft are Cooper DeJean, the corner out of Iowa, and Ladd McConkey, the wide receiver out of Georgia.
Both names made up by the Madden name simulator.
Right, right. And a lot has been going around about Cooper DeJean, who would be the first corner in white corner in decades to be taken in the first round.
Since Jason Sehorn.
No.
Oh, no, since drafted. Yeah, oh, God.
No. I did a deep dive. When was the last time you had a white corner and white wide receiver drafted in the first round of a draft? What? It has been a while.
Was Ed McCaffrey a first-round draft pick?
No.
No, I'm going to go back. It's got to be before that. Are we talking the 50s?
No. No.
Not that far.
More recent than that.
Okay.
More recent.
80s
than
or
that.
90s? 70s.
No.
Which one is
it? No.
Give me the decade.
I think we've narrowed it down to the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Yeah. The last time you had a white corner and white wide receiver drafted in the first round of the draft, O.J. Simpson was the number one overall pick.
So was it 67?
Mean Joe Green was the fourth overall pick.
Good God.
It was 1969.
Nice.
1969, where you had Ron Sellers, was the wide receiver out of Florida State, taken sixth overall by the Boston Patriots.
Wouldn't have gotten that one.
And Roger Worley,
ooh,
a corner out of Missouri, was the 19th overall selection by the St. Louis Cardinals in the first round. That would be the last time that you have
had
a white wide receiver and corner taken in the first round. It should be noted, that is the last time a white corner was taken in the first round of an NFL draft.
He was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals, not the baseball team. How confusing was that in St. Louis back then?
I don't know. I think you had a lot of that, though, because like you had the New York Giants in the New York Giants, baseball.
True.
In football. You had the Cardinals and the Cardinals. I can't think of any others, though.
Man.
You know? Like, I can't think of any others.
This is a total squirrel moment.
Yeah, sure.
Thinking of this got me...
I kind of like it.
What, having the same team name in the
yeah,
city?
Yeah, well, I like it when a team goes same colors, like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh
yeah, the
is
city
black
of Pittsburgh,
and gold.
Black and, black
yeah,
and yellow,
black and
gold.
Yellow. Yeah.
There was a really interesting marketing discussion I had with somebody who works at a big firm, and it was about the WNBA and about the Caitlin Clark stuff. And the question he asked, why did the WNBA not take the branding, if you're going to be an NBA affiliate, and not just be the W Knicks, the W Lakers, the W T Wolves, like in soccer, in the yeah. Premier League, you have women's Everton and women's Chelsea, like, or yeah. Chelsea's women, like, you spent all this money on branding, for the links and the sparks for non-ubiquitous names, like names that you don't immediately recognize. And I was like, yeah, that actually is a really, like, the Chicago Sky. And it's like, what if you were the Lady Bulls?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Why they didn't
That's
go down
question.
That path?
It,
along the same lines of, like, having the same teams across their names,
like
same
in college.
Teams in sports. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Colleges. Right.
And that's I was like,
Lady Vols, and
I don't have a answer for that. Like, I wonder what, like, the marketing behind that says, because I bet you it'd be starting from scratch is worse.
Yeah, I think that, like, maybe it's at the onset of the WNBA, they wanted to have that line of separation between the two, and then, like, you can't just change the Liberty. You know,
now it's the Knicks.
20 years later, yeah. You know, it'd be super weird. But at the beginning, it was like they wanted to have that line
to
of
be
separation.
Different. And when yeah. in reality, you probably shouldn't have.
And carve your own path where it would have maybe been easier to rope some of the fans in at the onset.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a crazy point.
Right.
Yeah.
Total squirrel thing, but it was a discussion that I was having with somebody from a global marketing firm last week. And I was like, I don't have a good answer to that. And he said, it's something that he's thought about a lot. And I was like,
that's crazy.
I wonder, like, when you take a look at how many, if you did a market research, how many teams kind of follow those color patterns in
yeah.
individual markets.
Yeah. It's pretty, I like it when that happens. Yeah. It makes my heart warm.
All this goes back to the last time two white guys drafted in the first yeah. round, their wide receiver in a corner, 1969.
O.J. Simpson was the number one overall pick. John Madden had just been hired that year
yes.
to be the head coach of the Oakland Raiders.
Fresh off of the offensive line coach.
Richard Nixon had just been taken office as the president of the United States of America.
3 years later, he'd be embroiled in
it. The Beatles had their last live performance as a band.
Oh, darn.
The 747 had
just
debuted,
been built. There you go.
Yep, by Boeing. I wonder what the gas price was in 1969. That's
Ooh,
always one that they throw at you.
19 cents?
Hold on, let me see. Let's see here. 35 cents a gallon.
Oh,
the
yeah.
National average.
Yeah, no, that's it would be a little bit higher because we were getting toward the early 70s. And yeah.
With inflation, that would have been the equivalent to $2.79 a gallon.
So if you're wondering if you're being ripped off of the pump by the $4.39 a gallon right now, yes, OPEC is taking $2 more from you than they should
be. Yep. There you go. There you go. I found that to
God,
be.
I'd kill for $2.39 a gallon right now.
Yeah. Very surprising.
Like, we could find a body in the dumpster. Kind of thing.
It was still like hovering around a dollar when I started driving.
Yeah. I remember people were upset
back
when it moved
day.
Up to like $1.25 when
yeah,
I was.
I found a picture from when I was in the Air Force on base in the background. It was $1.09 on base.
Yikes.
In 2005. Because tax free, duty free.
That ain't good, bud.
Yeah.
That ain't good, brother.
Four times that now?
Huh.
Quite literally. That's gross.
It's not good.
No.
That is.
I don't make four times. Well. Started thinking gross. About, do I make four times as much as I made in the Air Force then? Yeah, I do. Yeah. God dang it.
Yes, the notoriously high-paying U.S. military.
Yeah!
You know what I found interesting? Terry Bradshaw, by the way, was the number one pick the next year.
Wait, he was 70?
Yeah, he was 1970.
I thought he was in the 60s for some reason. Okay.
He was 1970. But as I was going through and doing this research, I didn't know that... So 1969, the Buffalo Bills drafted O.J. Simpson, running back, USC number one. Their 1970 first round pick, the fifth overall selection, was Al Cowlings, USC linebacker, driver of the white Bronco.
Wow.
He was their first round
no
pick
kidding.
The very next year at five overall, also out of USC.
Look, man.
I had totally forgotten that he was like
USC. It's where friendships were forged.
Friendships were forged forever. Yikes! Yeah. So there's your factoid of the day: NFL draft, 1969.
Wow.
Yep. Jeez, Louise.
Look how far we've come.
Yeah. 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 These are coming up on the Vancouver Ford text line as well. Lady Bulls. That can't be a thing. Those are called cows.
Yeah, you understand what
and
I'm saying.
And you don't want to like have like, the, like, you can't brand a team like the Heifers. Like, you can't do that. That is a problem. Like,
you just call them the Lady Bolts. Who cares?
That one, doesn't exist.
Yeah.
The number one draft pick for your Chicago Bovines.
Yeah. All there will be is like Kingpin. Like, milk the cow this morning. All we got is a bull. Yeah. That is not, you can't. The Bulls may have been like the worst team that you could have thrown out there.
It doesn't matter. That's what my point is.
I understood where you were going, and in the moment, I agreed with it. The listeners who have time on their hands, it makes sense.
Even now, I'm standing by. It doesn't matter. It's like dude.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
gender neutral.
Mystics and Wizards, they're pretty similar.
Also, Real Things.
Yeah, those are two really bad names, but at least they're... At least they're connected.
There's no such thing as a Lady Bulls. There's no such thing as a Wizard either.
You got the Timberwolves and the Lynx, right?
Yeah.
Which, again, why not just have it be the Timberwolves?
I'm guessing branding issues and such.
Mm. Okay.
They're owned by the league.
I understand, but, you know, there's a lot of dumb people out there.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, the Lakers and the Sparks, like, their logos look almost the same.
Yeah,
too.
All of the branding is similar.
Yeah.
With the exception of the sky.
Except for the sky. Yeah. Yeah.
But all the other branding is similar.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.